regarding elections. We're in the window, and Melissa and a lot of other people, folks, a lot of other people expect it to be in September. Now, we're going to bring all the goods, the receipts today on why this could happen in September. So I'll be bringing Melissa Redpill on very shortly. Something has to be done now, and I think it's about to happen. So could it be September? Well, Melissa is going to give her reasons why it could be September. So, ladies and gentlemen, circle the month of September, because if Donald Trump is preparing to make one of the biggest moves of his presidency, September could be the month America remembers for generations. And think about this, not because of September 11th, but you know how the occult works, how the pagan worship. But folks, they use calendars, months, dates, power numbers. Wouldn't it be great if Trump took that back and declared, in my opinion, September 11th would be the day, because we'd have a reason to celebrate again. That's just my opinion. But Melissa tends to think it's September 20th. And there are two dates that immediately jump off the calendar, September 11th and September 20th. Now, I'm not telling you Trump will declare a national security emergency on either date. I'm not saying that. There is no confirmation announcement that he's intending to do so just yet. But we're asking different questions this morning. If a major move is coming, why could September provide the perfect stage? September 11th carries enormous psychological and national security symbolism in America. Now, symbolism, that's a powerful word. 25 years after the attacks of 9/11, the date immediately invokes terrorism, national defense, intelligence agencies, war, emergency powers, and the fundamental question of what a president must do to protect the country. Imagine Trump standing before the American people on the 25th anniversary of September 11th and declaring, America's security comes first. Politically and symbolically, you couldn't choose a more powerful backdrop for a major national security announcement. I can't think of one better. But then comes another date that may be even more fascinating, September 20th. And that's what Melissa Redpill is going to talk about right now. At sundown on September 20th, 2026, Yom Kippur begins, the biblical day of atonement. It's one of the holiest moments on the Jewish calendar, a time associated with repentance, judgment, reconciliation, and beginning again. And here's where this gets incredibly interesting. The Bible describes another extraordinary institution in Leviticus 25, Jubilee. Every 15th year, liberty was to be proclaimed throughout the Lord. Property was restored, people returned to their families and possessions. The economic order was effectively reset. And listen to these words from Leviticus. Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. Where have Americans seen those words before? The Liberty Bell, folks. The Liberty Bell. That's right. Those words are literally inscribed on one of the most recognizable symbols of American freedom. So think about that imagery just for a second. Liberty, restoration, atonement, judgment, and release, and potentially a political reset. Folks, if he does this on one of those two dates, September 11th or September 20th, I believe it would be epic. Melissa, I won't keep you waiting much longer. Thank you so much for joining me. How you doing?
Hey, you said it, bro. You said it all. I mean, you are on it. Exactly. This is exactly what I'm trying to say. This is our 250th birthday. This is the perfect time for this to happen. You know, President Trump's been talking about our 250th birthday celebration for years, and I feel like you're spot on. I feel like this is a really big time on the timeline. Here, I want to share this screen because I've got this timeline for you, and I want to go through it, the biblical timeline, because they hid so much of this from us. I don't think of it as a Jewish calendar. I think of it as God's calendar, and he wants us on his timeline. And so that's why I always talk about this. I really want everybody to understand. Can you make it a little bit bigger, or maybe should I? All right, so here's the deal. This started, in my opinion, on December 25th, on Christmas Day. I think our forefathers knew that there was something big that would happen on Christmas Day. And so on Christmas Day, if you remember, that's when the cabal went belly up. They went bankrupt. Do you remember that? Yep. That was when the silver hit $50. They couldn't meet their margin calls. They couldn't they've sold all this paper silver, this paper gold, and they couldn't meet their margin calls. So they were bankrupt. So that's the first thing that had to happen. Now I'm going to show you in a second from the book of Daniel in chapter 12. This is day 1260. It's a symbolic day saying like we've completed all this going round and round and round. It's time to go in for the kill. Okay. It's like, what do you call it in boxing? You're going in for,
you smell the blood. You're going in for the knockout, man. Yeah,
exactly. That's exactly what happened on Christmas Day of all things, because once you take away their financial power, then you can go in for the kill. Right. So on this day, you count up to 1,335 days. There's a prophecy I'm going to show you. Daniel chapter 12, it says that blessed are those who arrive and see and witness the 1335th day. What is this? Well, it's not talking about a particular 24-hour period. It's talking about this is when they're going on the attack. Well, what happened on that day? That was Purim. March 3rd was Purim, and that was the day, which is the great day of like destroying our enemies, right? If you guys don't know the story about Purim, go to melissaredpill.com and you can learn more about Purim. But that was the day President Trump attacked Iran. And we know that it's not Iran. It's not the Iranian people. It's the IRGC, which is really just a proxy for the New World Order, the criminal cabal.
So it's important it's real important for Trump to try and take these dates back, correct? I mean these dates are so powerful for the occult. That's why he would make a move on one of these dates, correct?
He's doing everything on a biblical timeline. That he knows these dates. The cabal knows these dates. Like you were talking about 9/11. That is actually the day of the conception. So
he's already showing we already have his track record where he's doing everything on certain dates, correct?
Exactly. So but why most people don't see it. They don't follow. They hid this from us. Go ahead.
Let me ask you this then. So what would I be completely wrong if I think it could be September 11th?
Okay. September 11th is going to be, I think that's the Feast of Trump. But I'm going to show you why I think something big could happen on September 20th. That's okay. The Yom Kippur. That's the Day of Atonement. And you said it. You read it exactly perfect, because that's the day of reconciliation. Just like on our Liberty Bell, it talks about the day when all the captives are freed and the debts are canceled. So that's kind of why I'm leaning toward the 20th, something big happening. You know, we're already seeing like Fauci's going down and his assistant Morris is going down. Comey's going down. They're doing an investigation on what happened at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, so much of this is happening all around. The house of cards is falling, but they just feel like they're going in for the kill on September 20th.
Yeah, I mean, it looks to me like if you ask Steve Bannon, he thinks the end of August is going to be when Trump does a national security emergency. You ask Juanito, he thinks it's October. Me, I think, I don't know. I mean, I don't have any idea. I know, we're in the window, but it seems to me September would be the prime month.
It's not a coincidence. Go ahead.
I'll go right in the middle. I'll say September. You know, that's okay. If I had to bet, I'd say, you know what? I'm going for September.
Just split the difference. Okay, so the reason I'm saying September 20 is just because of biblical timeline. And they always follow the biblical timeline. They do. They've hidden this from us, but the, quote, elite use it. And President Trump uses it. So he always says, like, it's not a coincidence that he attacked Iran, the IRGC, New World Order, on Purim. On 3-3. And I believe biblically that was the 1335th day. I believe that this is basically leading us to the year of Jubilee. Okay. And not just a year, like a 12-month year, but like for this going into the golden age. Really, really busting through. Okay. Okay, so then the next thing happened, Passover. That was my member President Trump said, oh, it's gonna take 30 days for us to defeat their military. And that's exactly what happened on Passover, April Fool's Day, which commemorates the day when the Israelites crossed over the Red Sea and the water flow came over them. That is on April 1st. So basically that same day on Passover, they were celebrating that the military was defeated. I mean, how can you cannot make this up?
You can't. And that's what's so, you know, if you really pay attention about everything that's happening behind the scenes, we can see the grinds of justice, the wheels of justice grinding slowly, right? But it's happening.
Right.
And it looks like it's just going to escalate. And as we come into September, October, November, I expect fireworks, man. I mean, I've always said the fall is when things tend to really pick up. And it has to be now, man. I mean, it can't be at any other time like now. It has to be right now because I don't see any other time.
So, okay, let me show you two other biblical festivals. And that's why it's so important that you really understand the biblical symbolism and the timeline. Okay. So the next thing is Pentecost. Pentecost is when God poured out his spirit on the disciples. Remember, they were in the upper room. And so I believe that this is a moment when not only is the IRGC done financially and the New World Order done financially and their military might, and nobody's doing business with them anymore, thanks to Besant, but it's also a day of this awakening. People are like connecting the dots. Are like, Fauci's a creep. We shouldn't have trusted him. You know, Morons is a creep. I mean, Comey's a creep. All these people are evil, right? And then, okay, so that was on Pentecost. So then in the biblical timeline, you have these spring festivals, and then you have this long summer where you don't have any festivals during the summertime. And then you have the fall festivals, like you're saying. So that's when you get into the Feast of Trumpets, and then you've got the Day of Atonement. And that's what, like we were talking about, Jubilee. All right, so before we go on, I want you to see this one right here. This is a passage in the book of Malachi. I love this passage. You might have heard it before. But all throughout the minor prophets, like Malachi and Micah and Haggai and all these books you maybe have never read, they were talking to us, the people in this day who were going to fight this cabal. I had no idea that's what it was about, but that's why I wrote one of my books is called End Times Major Clues from Minor Prophets. They were telling us major clues. They were trying to tell us what we were going to be up against. Okay, so anyway, it says on the day of judgment is coming, burning like a furnace. On that day, the arrogant and the wicked will be burned up like straw. They'll be consumed, roots, branches, and all. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. You'll go free, leaping with joy like calves led out to pasture. On that day, I will act. When I act, you will tread upon the wicked as if they were dust under your feet. How do you like that?
I love it.
Awesome? And so really this whole idea of us leaping for joy and being going free is really the Day of Atonement. The September 20th.
So you're set on September 20th that I mean, something big you feel is going to happen on September 20th, like a big move Trump will make. Do you think it'll be the national security emergency?
Maybe. All I know is the September 20th is the Day of Atonement this year. The Jews call it, Hebrews call it, Yom Kippur. All right. So I think Yom Kippur is like fish or something, but Yom Kippur. Anyway, I learned how to say it, but whatever. It's a day of people being set free, just like you were reading to us about the Liberty Bell, that we are no more of this, you know, being under their boot. Okay. So the next one I want to show you is Leviticus chapter 25, you guys, Leviticus chapter 25. This is starting in verse 8, and it's talking about the year of Jubilee. And it's talking about you count off all these years. They're supposed to do this Jubilee where everybody's debts are canceled every 50 years, but they didn't do it because they were like, we stole this stuff from them fair and square. We're not going to let them take it back. But this is the way biblically it's supposed to happen. No one is ever supposed to be a debt slave. No one is ever supposed to be under the boot of these tyrants. It says you must count off seven Sabbath years, seven sets of seven, adding up to 49 years. And then on the Day of Atonement, in the 50th year, blow the ram's horn loud and long. You see how this is a big day?
Yeah.
September 20th, Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement, is a big day on the biblical festival when it's the day of the setting free of the people going leaping like calves out of the stall. Blow the ram's horn loud and long throughout the land. Set this year apart as holy, a time to proclaim liberty throughout the land for all who live there. And of course, you guys already know that is it's on the Liberty Bell. Okay, so here it says, it'll be a Jubilee year for you. And listen to what two things happen. When each of you may return to the land that belonged to your ancestors and return to your clan, it'll be a Jubilee year for you. What is it talking about, returning to the land? It's talking about us having our freedom. It's not about, I mean, yes, it's about dirt and owning stuff. But, land The law of the land is where we have our freedom as sovereign men and women created in God's image, instead of being chattel, right? And the law of the sea. Have y'all talked about maritime law and admiralty law and all that?
Yeah, 100%. We do all the time, but it's you know, I think about this and if this really does happen, you know, which I believe is going to, you know, we're probably one of the only channels that'll be talking about this. There's a few other channels maybe, but this is not even hit, or I think it's going to hit America with such a surprise, a surprise bomb. You know, when he comes out and he, you know, declares this national security emergency, I think it's going to hit America right on their, I mean, they're going to knock them on their ass. Yeah. I think we're going to be, that's why I'm trying to get my audience ready for this, because we're the only ones that really are expecting this and know this to be coming. And I think when it hits America, people, it's just going to be like 9/11, but in a political way where people are going to be like, whoa, we didn't see this coming. Most people will not see this coming. They're going to be like, what's he doing?
Everybody who's followed 17.
You know, they're going to make him out to be the tyrannical dictator. The MSN is going to go all in. And that is why right now he's going after the MSN. They're suing the FCC because they're getting ready to spin their narrative. They're getting ready to, pull one over on the public, man. They're going to be telling everybody that he's trying to steal an election. He's a dictator. This can get ugly. And that's why we're seeing everything happen right now with NBC, ABC, the FCC, because they know what they're getting ready to come into. They know November's coming. It's going to be who controls the narrative.
Right. Well, and we haven't come this far and done this thing methodically, piece by piece by piece, to get to this point and let them defeat us. It's not going to happen. So, and the biggest thing is to break through the matrix and to help people understand what's going on. So yeah, here, as you guys have already seen on the Liberty Bell, you know, it quotes that verse from Leviticus chapter 25, proclaim liberty throughout the land. I mean, this is what our country is founded on. Like you said, one of our most prized symbols. All right, so let's go back to this one thing I want you to see in Daniel chapter 12. And this is where I was pointing to why I think this year, is the 1335th day that we were told to watch for. It says, Daniel was told all that we're going through. He's going to see how they're, you know, manipulating people's DNA. He saw all of it. And he was like, it made him sick. He couldn't imagine they could garner that much power and do, you know, controlling the media throughout the world and all the brainwashing, et cetera. And he had to literally go to bed for like 3 days because he said, this is too much. And he says, but the angel told him, go now, Daniel, for what I've told you is secret and sealed until the time of the end. Now, I'm just telling you on my personal level, all this stuff was sealed to me. I didn't understand a lot of this because I'm like, this prophecy, I don't understand how this is going to get fulfilled. And then when obviously we began to realize these people worship Satan and we're fighting these demons, this criminal cabal, this satanic antichrist, I'm like, it all started to make sense. All of a sudden I realized we're talking about this unsealing of this information so that we know how to fight them. If we were still brainwashed, we couldn't stand up and fight. Most people are, you know.
Right. You know, Trump is the big exposer, right? He's the one that exposed. I mean, think about like all the stuff that's happened the last 10 years. Look how awake people are now. People now realize more than ever that right now we are in a spiritual war. Like people wouldn't have thought that 5-10 years ago. They would never have thought that. They'd be like, oh, whatever, just another day. Everyone was kind of headed towards that progressive liberal mindset. And now there's been a huge divide, a polarization, and Trump did that.
He's the trumpet.
Yeah.
He's the trumpet. He's the trumpet. And that makes it kind of difficult for your friends and family because you're in a whole different, you're out of the matrix. You're thinking totally different from what they are. And that makes it really tough. But the Bible talks about in Revelation 14, and I talk about this in my book. I mean, super quick, I'll just pop over here. Here are my books. This is one of like the major clues I was telling you about from Minor Prophets. This is the one that's decoded Revelation. It says in Revelation 14 that everybody will wake up. We were the first fruits. We're the first ones to wake up, but then everybody else is going to wake up. And so, you know, the MSM, all them, they were going to lose their power. They're not going to be able to continue to.
Right, their licenses are going to get yanked. And, you know, a lot of people are expecting the EBS. I mean, I think we're coming into it. Like I said, shit or get off the pot. This is when we're coming into the time for things have to happen. I mean,
exactly. We've got to. Anyway, so it says this is going to be secret until the time of the end, but many will be purified, cleansed, and refined from these trials, but the wicked will continue in their wickedness. Isn't that the truth? They just won't stop. And none of them will understand. Only the wise will know what this means. So that's why we really want to be on God's page, especially on his calendar, because we want to understand what all this stuff means. We need him to guide us through this. From the time the daily sacrifice is stopped and the sacrilegious object that causes desecration is set up to be worshiped, there'll be 1,290 days. Now, earlier in this passage, he was talking about 1,260 days. I think that landed on Christmas, like I was showing you on that timeline at the very beginning of the video, that 1,260 days was Christmas. That's the end of this. And then 1,290 days took us into January. And then 45 days later, it says, and blessed are those who wait and remain until the end of the 1,335 days. That fell exactly, precisely on Purim, on March 3rd. That's not a coincidence. And that's exactly when President Trump attacked on that day and attacked the IRGC.
All right, so I'm going to get to an article here because there's other things that are happening as well, folks. President Trump doubles down on his executive order banning the U.S. government from creating a central bank digital currency. So this, you know, a lot of people are out there saying, oh, he's part of the plan. He's a globalist, this and that. No, listen to this. Great news. The federal government already has too much power over your money. A central bank digital currency would be very dangerous, giving them the ability to restrict what you spend your money and your money on, among other risks. No central bank digital currency. So he's doubling down on that. I mean, he's making these moves that to me are completely anti-globalism, man. This is this, if you know, if he was, a lot of people are like, oh, he's part of it. No, he's not. No, he's not. He's our fighter in the fight, man. You got to pay attention to what's happening here. Also, Treasury yields rebound, wiping out the decline following Bessent's intervention. So there's a lot of stuff happening in the financial markets. Bond yields climbed on Thursday, coming back from the pullback they saw the previous day after the Treasury Department announced an intervention aimed at easing pressure on longer-dated government debt. Yields on a 10-year U.S. Treasuries, the main benchmark for mortgages, auto loans, and credit card debt, moved more than 5 basis points higher to 4.704%. The yield level was above the level it held before the 8:30 a.m. announcement Wednesday that Treasury would be stepping up its bond buyback program. The yield on the 30-year U.S. Treasury bond. So the primary focus of the accelerated buyback was up more than 5 basis points at 5.248%. So there's so much going on in the financial markets. I mean, Trump is making moves, and I think the last one is going to be the national security emergency. And I can't think of a better month to do it than September, Melissa.
I love it. I'm ready too. And I can't think of a better time than for him to do it. Hang on, I'm going to share the screen again. Okay, I screwed up something. Can you give me the right to share again? I need the ability to share again. Anyway, I can't think of a better day to do it than on Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement.
I want to see what my audience thinks. Put it in there. Look, folks, this is purely speculation. You know, I don't have any validated evidence or anything that it's going to happen in September. You've heard from my guests that believe the national security emergency is going to happen. I tend to believe it is too, because there's no time like now to do this. So I want to know from my guests, do you think it's going to happen? Yes or no? Put it in the comments. And when do you think it's going to happen? Put it in the comments. September 20th. September 11th? I think September 11th would be huge, Melissa. I want to know why you've kind of like, you don't believe it'll be September 11th.
I'm great for it to be September 11th. I'm great for it. I do think it's the day of the Feast of Trump, Feast of Trumpets, the Bible calls it. But that's symbolically, that is more of a day of a trumpet blast of truth going out. That would be a great day for the mainstream media to be shut down and for the truth to get blasted out. That's really what the symbolism for the Feast of Trumpets is, and for everybody to gather together. I'm just looking at the biblical festival symbolism, all right? But on the Day of Atonement, like I've got on here, it's a day of reconciliation. You know, in your personal life, in my personal life, it's a day when, you know, our sins are forgiven, and we're one with God. They sometimes call atonement at one-ment. And so that's really the symbolism. Imagine the whole world being at one, you know, being able to be unified, no more deception, no more, you know, having the criminal cabal ruling over them. That's really the symbolism of the Day of Atonement. Okay. So that's why I'm sticking to that day. So I'm going to quickly go through a calendar so you guys can see this with your own eyes. Here is December 25th. Here was the first day when the angel was standing in the sun. I'm going to show you that super quick, because this is another thing that happened on Christmas Day of this last year. Another reason why I think that this has started this timeline from the very beginning. And that's when the banks went bankrupt. You know, Elon did something with like $4.2 billion with his huge wealth, and it pushed. I think he did a big play with the silver and the gold market, and that caused them to go belly up. But yeah, so that happened on, that started the timeline on Christmas Day, which would what a great Christmas present, right? All right, so here is what it says in Revelation 20:19. I saw the kings of the world and the armies gathered together to fight against the one standing sitting on the horse and his army. And the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who did mighty miracles on behalf of the beast, miracles that deceived all who accepted the mark. Now, I want to show you, it says here, it says a little bit farther up. It says, I saw an angel standing in the sun, shouting to the vultures flying high in the sky, come gather together for the great banquet. Like I was saying at the very beginning of this, this is the day when it was like, okay, it's time to go in for the kill. This is, we saw literally an angel standing in the sun, which you never see. Venus was literally in the sun, and you never, ever, hardly ever see that. And that happened on that day. So I said, back in October, I was like, something big is going to happen on Christmas Day. I don't know what it's going to be, but I have a feeling it's right here. And I was right. That was the day they went bankrupt. So that's, you know, a lot of things are falling right into place. I couldn't make it up that, you know, like I said, President Trump attacked the New World Order on Purim. I mean, this is all happening before our eyes, if you have the eyes to see it. Now, here it is, March 3rd, which Purim Eve starts on the 2nd. They're day starts in the evening. And then,
well,
the
let morning. Me ask you something real quick. Isn't September 11th arguably, there's a lot of, there's a lot of arguments about this, and I don't know if it's true, but isn't it supposed to be the real birth date of Jesus Christ?
Oh, yeah, it is. It's not the birth date. It's the conception date. The day he was conceived. Yes.
How does anybody know that one?
Except
for Mary and, God, whatever. That's when the angels appeared to her and said that you're going to be.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, but also from the stars.
My mind went in another direction.
Right, exactly. But the stars go, the stars are giving us it's basically God's biblical calendar. They really do. It's like a calendar in the sky, if you know how to understand the calendar. That's how the agrarian societies always followed the stars, because they didn't have a calendar. They didn't have Google calendar. But so when you fast forward to the where you see the Bethlehem star. You guys, if you haven't seen this, go to melissaredpill.com. Go and look just up Bethlehem star, and you'll see, I show you the video of the conjunction of Jupiter and Venus on the day that Christ was born. This is what the wise men saw. They saw the two stars joined together, and it's really an amazing, amazing sign. But that was on June 14th, which is, interestingly enough, President Trump's birthday, as well as Flag Day. So anyway, but if you back it up, you know, 9 months before, you get to 9/11. That's the
crazy
emergency.
So no wonder these evil Luciferians want that date so bad.
They hate that day because it's emergency, you know, red flashing lights. You know, the Christ has entered into the world. He has taken on human flesh. Even though he was not born yet, he was in his mother's womb. He had entered into humanity. And wow, that's why they hate that date.
Melissa, give me 1 second real quick, folks. If you've been noticing thinning hair, listen closely. We just came across a randomized clinical trial that tested red and near-infrared light combined with PEMF in actual people, not cells, not mice. It was a 24-week study on 80 adults testing whether combining light therapy with pulsated electromagnetic field could measurably change hair density. And guess what? It does. Half the group received the combined light and PEMF treatment. Half received a sham device that looked and felt identical. After 24 weeks, the treatment group's hair density increased significantly more than the control group's, a statistically significant result that researchers didn't expect going in. The MedBed hack brings the same combination, red and near-infrared light, with the PEMF into one home system. Head to myredlight.com/Nino. That's myredlight, myredlight.com/Nino to discover how your order could qualify for a complimentary pro belt. Plus, use code NinoHealth30. I don't know why they keep changing these codes. NinoHealth30 for 30% off bundles, or NinoHealth25 for 25% off individual devices. Stock is limited, so grab yours before it's gone. If you're serious about doing something about your hair, this is by far among the best things you can do for it. Hey, you. All right, Melissa. All right, so.
All right, so okay, yeah, bring up my screen. Yeah, right, that's great. I want to show it super quick. I'm going to show you all this timeline again. March 3rd was Purim. That is when the New World Order was attacked. April Fools. There you go, right? You see where I'm circling it. That was the day when they were militarily defeated. Okay? Next, on the next one was Pentecost. On Pentecost, basically they're done. They're finished. No one is doing business with them. No one's operating with them. They don't have any military financial power anymore. Again, this is talking about not Iran, not even the IRGC, but the New World Order. And then the last one is what's coming up. Here we are, whatever today is. Coming up on that September 11th is the Feast of Trumpets. And that potentially could be, I mean, big thing to happen. Potentially the truth blasting out is really what I see. On the Feast of Trumpets. That's a day when everyone comes together. They join together to fight. They join together with the understanding. And that's biblically, that's symbolically what these days represent. And then if you see here on the 20th and the 21st, Yom Kippur Eve is the 20th. It's the 21st. That is the day of reconciliation. That's the day when the debts are paid and the captives are freed. This is, again, that's what it says.
So you could see either of those dates being a power date that he uses.
Yes, definitely. Anytime you have a biblical festival, it's going to be a big date. Yeah. If you guys want to learn more about this, go to my, go get the books on Amazon. They're right there, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. Just look up Melissa Redpill and you'll see them over there. You can also listen to them on my audiobooks. They're on Melissa Redpill. And also, if you want to go through the studies verse by verse by verse, we've got this, this series in here called Live End Times Group Study. Boom. There you Beautiful. Go.
All right. Also, folks, the FBI just stormed up to Representative Eric Swalwell at an airport and seized his devices, then went to his DC home and searched it. Swalwell, this is crazy, caved and handed it all over, folks. Woo-hoo! He knows he's cooked, folks. I'm telling you, things are happening.
It is.
But what do you think about this?
Love it.
So not that, but I'm going to get to this next article here. And this just happened in Texas. And I'm thinking to myself, Greg Abbott, I'm sure this is hitting the news like crazy right now. A new Texas THC rules that took effect July 31st, 2026. There's an important distinction. Okay, this was not simply a new marijuana law that Greg Abbott signed. It stems from a Texas Supreme Court ruling that allowed the state to enforce its classification of certain hemp-derived cannabinoids. Essentially, Delta 8 and Delta 10 THC. So they're saying this is a controlled Schedule 1 substance. The part getting attention is the potential prison time processing. This is crazy. So this to me, I mean, is just ridiculous. I think boys in the private prison systems, alcohol lobbyists, I think they all got to them, and it's all about money. Possessing banned THC products can now be prosecuted under Texas Penalty Group 2 laws. Even relatively small amounts can constitute a state jail felony, potentially carrying 180 days to 2 years in a state jail and up to $10,000 fine.
Wow.
For having gummies. This is crazy. Large wow. amounts of or manufactured delivery can bring substantially greater penalties. A recent San Antonio case involving alleged sales of THC wax resulted in a second degree felony charges carrying as much as 20 years.
Wow.
That's absurd.
Wow.
What about kids that, you know, a 16-year-old, 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old kid that's just, you know, carrying around some gummies, you're going to haul him off to jail for 2 to 5 years, 20 years if he has more than, you know, 5-10 grams. This is insanity.
Yeah, that's the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's catching fire. It's all over the news. I mean, this is insanity. I don't. Greg Abbott, Let me just finish. Think this is crimes against humanity. I think anybody who's willing to go this hard on something that is not nearly as bad as alcohol, right? First of all, I don't do this stuff. I'm clean on everything, so I'm not coming from that position. All I'm saying is, think about all the kids out there, the 17, 18-year-old that might be experimenting with this stuff. You're telling me they're not going to go to jail for 2 to 5, 10 years?
You better build some bigger jails.
Well, that's exactly what this is about. That's what I think they're giving them the money to say, hey, help us out here. Help us fill our jails. You know what I'm saying? And the alcohol lobbyists, private prison systems, dude, they're going to be stacked. They're going to be packed to the gills now.
Wow. Wow.
You don't find this at all alarming?
That's the first I've heard of any of this. I need to look into this. But I will say it's something I listened to yesterday because I'm trying to help someone who's having some mental health issues. And I was listening to this video. It's really great. If you guys want to look at, I think his name is William Walsh with the Pfeiffer Center, Pfeiffer. He's really been doing a lot of research to try to help these people because they suffer unbelievably. And he said that there are two things that are damaging the brain. He says the THC does damage the brain. And, you know, I that was really, you know,
I'm not a proponent.
Maybe that's where this is coming from. Is my only point is that they're trying to say, look, this is not a drug that is not going to have any effect on your brain.
Hold on. If that's the case, what about alcohol? Alcohol is 1,000 times worse.
It pickles your liver.
it does everything, cancer, everything.
Right, exactly. So I'm just saying that I was really surprised that this man was bringing this up yesterday. I thought that was really interesting. That's what my one little thing to throw out that I'd not really heard anyone really focusing on the damaging effects on the brain. It causes the brain chemicals to not work properly and to shrink the brain.
Yeah, I'm not for marijuana use at all. I mean, I've experimented with it when I was younger, but I mean, now I don't touch any of that stuff. I like to be clean and sober, but you know, like in all honesty, I don't have a problem with them. I just think that the sentencing is very harsh. I just think it's way too harsh, especially when you know it's going to be mainly kids, you know. Right. Or what if someone has, you know, ailments and they can't get the right type of drugs from a doctor and that's all they got, you know, to help get them through the day. I don't know. I think this is harsh.
I can't imagine this actually being implemented because, they wouldn't have enough places to put them. I mean, you'd need more judges. You'd need more everything.
100%. Yeah. This is going to get crazy, but I mean, whatever. Looks like a lot of people that moved here from California are now going to be leaving again.
Right.
The way I see it, they're going to be out of here.
Or so go to Colorado. But I mean, I do think that in the golden age, we you know, I didn't have a chapter on this in my book called The Golden Age. I didn't have one called The Golden Age of Sobriety, but I probably need to. You know, we're going to not, you know, we can't really move forward in a society where everybody's stoned. Just be honest.
Have you noticed, Melissa, more and more people now are getting sober?
Yeah. I think that's a part of this whole awakening. You know, like there's other things to do in my life than...
Yeah, and get stoned and get high and get drunk. I agree with you. Do you have to go?
I have a meeting
go ahead,
coming up.
Go ahead.
All right. Love you guys.
Thank you for joining me, Melissa. Thank you very much.